Big story across the country, big story across the globe is the World Cup 26 announcement. It'll be a United World Cup, Canada, the United States, and Mexico. There was a big press conference down at Arrowhead today as Kansas City is one of the finalists to host a couple of matches. Who knows what round? I mean, it's got no timetable as far as we know. Joining us right now from the press conference from our sister station, 610 Sports Radio. You've seen her on TV. She used to play the beautiful game, and now she talks about the beautiful game. We welcome in Jillian Carroll. Jillian, thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Thanks for having me. This is a huge announcement. I'm really excited about it.
I know that there are soccer fans going crazy all over, putting together their own bids like Sly was doing to try to get HQ2 to come to their city. But how cool is this from your perspective as a soccer fan, as someone who grew up playing the game, that it's going to be a joint effort, USA, Canada, and Mexico?
Yeah, I have to tell you, it is something that changed my life forever when the World Cup did come to the United States in 94. I was a young kid then, but it really just wasn't even on the board yet. It wasn't a thing in the United States, this phenomenon of soccer. You know, the America's old pastime is what, baseball? And, of course, my parents grew up playing baseball and football, and so this was unheard of. And when the World Cup came here, it really just changed my youth because it was something that I could be involved in. And then, of course, being a female player, fast forward to the 99 World Cup where the United States, the women won, it certainly enhanced the dreams and aspirations I had as a youth player. So it really did change everything for me personally. So this news today is right up there, which, I don't know, it feels like Christmas again.
So talk to me about the other cities that are in the running and kind of how Kansas City stands out amongst that group. We're wondering, do we have a chance?
Yeah, so I think today, I really appreciated and respected the fact that everybody on the collaborative team really just wanted to focus on who we are as a city and being confident in who we are and what we bring and not really worrying about the competition, if you will. I really appreciated hearing from Sly James, specifically Mayor Sly James, that we just need to be ourselves, be Kansas City, have amazing top-of-the-line venues, have the support base and fans that we do, and just continue to be ourselves. I appreciate that effort, but I'm with you. I'm like, okay, who's our competition? Who do we have to worry about? I think it will be, regionally, cities will be considered. And so what I mean by that is I think you're going to get one on the East Coast. I think you're going to get some matches on the West Coast. I think Midwest, if you look at us, if you look at Cincinnati, if you look at Denver, I think one of us is probably going to get some matches. And so I'm very biased. I've worked with Sporting and understand Pinnacle and their situation in that venue. I've worked for Arrowhead and spent some time on the sidelines there. So certainly biased with the caliber of that venue. I think we have a very, very good chance of hosting some matches. And then I think on the other kind of end of that, there are going to be different levels of matches that we could host. So for example, we could host about up to 5 total. If we just get granted a knockout round match, it stops at 1, right? But we now, as a city, I think we have what it takes to be a host of more than one match. So it's there's definitely some cities in the running, but I think Kansas City is right up there.
Jillian Carroll joining us, talking about World Cup 26 as the United States, Mexico, and Canada will host the World Cup 8 years from now. Was there any discussion at today's press conference that maybe Kansas City is looked at as a practice site, but maybe not a match site?
It certainly is an option. So there will be host cities that will be named for matches, as we spoke about, but also just as a team base camp or even a media camp, or cities could even be utilized for referee camps. And what that would be is referee training, referee education, things like that. So I do think that would feel very disappointing if that's what Kansas City landed. But, you know, in reality, you have to know that that is an option.
So talk more about, how we sell this and what those people would get out of Kansas City.
I'm sorry, I missed the first part of that. I'm so sorry.
Just, we were talking earlier about the way that you sell it, you know, the other stuff have here.
Oh, man, yeah, definitely. So if you look at the venues, really, just first and foremost, I mean, look at Arrowhead. I'm sure you've been in there. It is world-class, and I think that stems from the vision of Lamar Hunt. You know, he's such a fan of the game and just any game, just sports in general, and he was so passionate about giving back to your community, participating, and being an active member of that. He wanted venues that were multi-use, right? So obviously for the game, so we have football, but we also have how many entertainment, how many concerts that are held at Arrowhead a year, you know what I mean? So I think that we offer top-of-the-line venues. We also have Pinnacle, which is a world-class training facility. I did ask if that would help as far as a support venue, if we were named as a host city, and it was mentioned that obviously it can't. Well, we just have some leadership and some really amazing organizations in sporting and in the Chiefs organization that have invested in their facilities, and I think that's really going to be a big piece of value for our bid.
What challenges and solutions were discussed, if any, today at the press conference?
Yeah, there definitely were. I mean, anything like this, there's going to be some challenges. I think, you know, Kathy Nelson and her tribe over at the Sports Commission and a guy by the name of David Ficklin, who's leading this charge, I think they know that they need to get back to work on the bid. Prior to today, it was very unified. It was very Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Now it has to be Kansas City-based, right? And so I think they also have a unique challenge in the fact that, you know, Kansas City is obviously in two states. That means two mayors. That means two of everything, right? And so I think it just a challenge could be to just maintain that unity as a city moving forward. And I think it's going to be a test of patience, really. I think we just have to, you know, be consistent who we are in our sports entertainment kind of world. We need our fans to always be supportive and always just be, you know, in the know. We have some things in our favor, like hosting the Tournament of Nations in July when the women's team will be coming to play at Children's Mercy Park. That's fantastic. In 2019, Kansas City is hosting the Gold Cup, which will bring high-level men's teams back to Kansas City. So we've got some really good things in place. I think our campaign is going to be strong.
Jillian, appreciate it so much. Thanks for carving out a few minutes for us.
All right. Thanks, guys.
It's Jillian Carroll, friend of the program. Our friends down at 610 loaned her to us, and we appreciate that very, very much. She used to play the game. You've seen her on TV. Jillian Carroll joining us here on 98.1 KMBZ. And it's one of those things, like, you think about the challenges and solutions and where this city will be 8 years from now.
Yeah. I think about where we were 8 years ago. You know, we were just a couple of years into having Power and Light. Kauffman Center was not there yet. Streetcar was not there yet. You know, by the time we get to where these games are going to be, we'll have the new airport terminal. We'll have the new convention hotel. Heaven only knows how many more restaurants we'll have in this town by then. And the city's going to grow by then as well. So by then, Kemper will be in fuller use than it is right now. So a lot's going to change between now and then.
You can read about the bid for the United States and the subsequent cities that are trying to get games and matches, excuse me, it's soccer, it's matches, to get matches played here in Kansas City and the other cities as well around the country and into Mexico and into Canada. You know, yesterday at this time, we talked about the pickle slushy from Sonic.
Yeah.
I had it. I'll give you a quick review. Also, we'll tell you there's a wild animal, the rise in wild animal sightings, a particular animal in Missouri that we're going to tell you about coming up next. Today, this time, we were talking about the debut of the pickle slushy from Sonic and some of the other flavors. Well, Jamie, I happened to do some show research yesterday.
Okay.
And I, on my way home, I went, for the second day, I went to the Sonic off of is that 7th Street or whatever it is on the, right after the state line? And I ordered myself burger and fries from Sonic, and I got myself, I said, I'd like my drink to be the pickle slushy. And the guy at the window said, the what? Because maybe he didn't know the menu items had changed.
Yeah.
So I ordered the pickle slushy, and actually I put it in my cup holder in my car because I didn't want, and I wanted to sit down and breathe and have it. Like, just, you know, I didn't want to just taste it and go. I wanted to make sure I had the full eating experience with the pickle slushy. So I get home and I sit down, take the dog out, and sit back down at the table. And I put out the burger and the fries and the pickle slushy. And I treated it like a normal drink. So I let off with the pickle slushy. And actually, if you follow me on Instagram or on Twitter, the video is there for my very first sip. I got the medium size, so it's a decent-sized slushy from Sonic. I'll probably never order the thing again. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't bad by any stretch of the imagination. It wasn't disgusting. It wasn't gross. It's just a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot of sweet and pickle, and it definitely tastes like pickle. And I could probably handle about 3 ounces of it. Mm-hmm. Ordering the 20-ounce medium was probably a bad idea.
What were you expecting out of it?
I don't know what I was expecting, you know? I mean, I was maybe something closer to pickle chips.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But pickle slushy, like it, yeah, it, and it's all up in your mouth. The aftertaste is real pickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, a pickle, aren't you only going to want 2 bites of generally anyway?
Or like one pickle and I'm good.
So why would you want to keep drinking that over and over again?
Like when you leave to go to go run your errands, you grab a bottle of water. Because you're going to want to put that in your car or whatever, and so you can have a drink with you or a soda.
Right.
You're not filling up your Yeti travel mug with pickle juice and some ice cubes and leaving it in your cup holder.
So I'm trying to imagine, because I think I might go try this and then give you my review on it,
too. Yeah, please do.
Is it more of like a sour and salty pickle, or is it like your relishy pickle that you put on like a hot dog kind of pickle?
More of a soury with a sweet kicker.
Okay.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like relish. It tastes like your sandwich pickle, your pickle spear, or whatever. Anybody else try this thing? Text in 22980. Because, again, it was good for a couple of sips. Just like when you go to the refrigerator and you throw a pickle next to your sandwich that you make.
Yeah.
And you have a couple of bites. But you're not making a meal out of pickles.
Right.
Unless you're pregnant.
I'm really interested to try this because I like pickle juice. During for football, for 7-on-7 tournaments, we would drink pickle juice as our Gatorade. So
is it good for you?
Pickle juice has a lot of electrolytes in it and stops you from cramping.
Oh, I did not know that.
That's kind of why I like pickle juice. That's what I'm hoping that it tastes like.
Yeah, but would you, let's say it's a hot day, you're chilling by the pool, you and Mel are sitting there, you pull out pickle juice?
I would take a shot of it.
A shot is not a whole cup.
No.
I mean, yeah.
I like that you're suggesting what it's better with a shot with.
Right.
Would it taste better with vodka? Would it taste better with a shot of Jameson?
That is a shot, isn't it? Pickle juice and Jameson?
Yeah, I've told this before at Manifesto. The club underneath, you do a shot of whiskey and a shot of pickle juice.
Yeah.
It's actually, but again, it's a shot. I probably wouldn't make a pickle juice cocktail.
Right.
Like, I'm not adding, some Tito's and some lime juice and some pickle juice.
Yeah.
That's not going together for me.
Mike, to your comment about being pregnant, someone goes, pregnant here, you're going to make me vomit.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Somebody said we found it weak.
Weak?
Yeah.
It's not overwhelming, It doesn't blow you away where you have to kind of take a step back. It's not like it's a Dr. Pepper or anything like that. It's just a pickle juice flavored slushy with a little sweet to it.
Somebody else tried it yesterday. It's too sweet. Probably won't have it again.
Okay.
Remember how what are the things that you and I bond over our hatred of?
Coconut.
And there's a liquor.
Oh, gin.
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 Somebody said pickle juice and gin.
Ah!
Yeah. Take two things I don't like and put them together. Not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yuck. Puke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to hear that. Pickle juice and gin. So
nope.
I would say it was good, but it's not, like, I'll give it out of five. I'll give it a 3 because it's not something I would want to travel. Like, hey, we got a 3-hour ride in front of us to Des Moines, honey. Let's stop at Sonic. And then I'm not ordering the pickle juice slushy.
Mm-hmm.
But if it was just a smaller one or a sip, it's not bad. So
I drink pickle juice every day. It helps with cramps and dehydration.
Okay. See, Travis said that. Yeah, about football. There are a couple of things out there that I don't usually expect to see when I'm driving down the road. One of those are bears. I definitely worry about bears in Missouri. But for some reason, bears are suddenly showing up dead and alive across Missouri.
Do you know why?
An expert says it's in large part due to male bears looking for love. Aren't we all?
Why are they getting into habitats they wouldn't normally get into? Usually bears that get out of their normal habitat are looking for food, because we're tearing down trees or we're doing whatever we would do to take away their their natural habitat, so they go into other inhabited areas they wouldn't normally.
Is anybody having bear sightings? 576-7798, or you can text in at 22980. Where and what do you do? A 400-pound male black bear was found dead over the weekend in the Current River near the southern Missouri town of Van Buren. On Monday, one and maybe two bears wandered into a mobile home park south of St. Louis. And three times in recent weeks, bears were found dead on southwestern Missouri roadways. Do we have bears in Missouri? Is this a thing?
We apparently have those.
This is from Channel 9. And the next line is the one that, I guess, confirms that. Missouri's bear population is slowly increasing. Where do we have bears in Missouri?
I mean, what were the places you just mentioned? Those places, apparently.
Missouri Department of Conservation bear expert Laura Conley says it's the time of the year, not the rising number of bears, that's causing all the sightings. In late spring and early summer, adult males roam around in search of breeding partners. So they're just chilling south of St. Louis or whatever, hanging out, walking up and down roadways. Like, I don't think I've ever seen a bear in my life in person outside of a zoo or a circus.
So is there advice on what to do with them if you encounter them?
Not according to Channel 9 just reported that there are bears out there. Have you ever seen a bear outside of the zoo or anything?
Never seen a bear, but I'm going to look. What to do if you encounter a bear?
Yeah, what do you do? Like, I mean, are they running free, like running across the highway like deer sometimes do? Well, you imagine running into a bear with your car, the damage that bear would do to your car?
I like this. So this is bearsmart.com, which is a site. The best way to prevent an unpleasant bear encounter is to avoid them altogether. Bears usually avoid people.
Wait. So the advice is avoid bears?
Just avoid them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, to ensure a surprise or unpleasant encounter with a bear, avoid moving through bear habitat silently and alone. Okay, but what if you do? That's so, when it happens. Okay.
So the key to avoiding bears is avoid bears.
Remain calm and ready your bear spray. Where do you get bear spray? Stay together. If you're in a group, you will appear larger and more intimidating if you stick together. Try to figure out whether the bear is a grizzly or a black bear. I would have no idea.
Who cares?
I would have no idea. But it's important, I guess, because they tend to behave differently in a given situation, so it helps to know which species you're dealing with. If possible, try to determine whether there are cubs present or whether the bear is defending an animal carcass or other food source. Okay, now that you know what you're dealing with, if you encounter a bear on a trail or in your campsite, stop what you're doing, evaluate the situation, identify yourself by speaking in a calm, appeasing tone.
What?
Hey, I'm Wicket.
Hi. Hey, Mr. Bear.
I think you don't identify yourself. I wouldn't call your attention to yourself at all. Back away slowly, preferably in the direction that you came. So, like, back away slowly. Walk, don't run. Keep your eye on the bear so you can see how it will react. In
what?
Most cases, the bear will flee. If you're in your campsite or other places, can you please look up the difference between bears, grizzly bears and black bears?
Because right,
this
yeah.
is apparently
oh, I
very,
got
very
it.
Important.
This is important.
If you're at your campsite or other place bears shouldn't be and you are sure the bear is a black bear, consider trying to move it out of the area.
Here you go. This is from bearsmart.com.
That's the side I'm on.
The grizzly bear has a pronounced shoulder hump, which the black bear lacks. It also has a concave or dished facial profile, smaller ears, and much larger claws than the black bear. Black bears have a flatter Roman nose profile.
What the hell is a Roman nose?
Larger ears, no visible shoulder hump, and smaller claws. So when you're camping.
Smaller compared to what?
The other.
Which I've never seen, so I'm not going to know the difference.
So when you're walking into a campsite on accident and a giant bear of some kind stands up and you got to be like, hold on, let me check out that shoulder hump, dog. Let me see what you got. Oh, let me. Do you have a Roman nose profile?
Well, it's apparently really important, the difference, because never try to move a grizzly bear. But if it's a black bear, consider trying to move it out of the area.
Move what?
Ensure the bear has a clear and safe escape route with no people or obstacles in its way. Stand tall. This cannot be a real website.
No.
Stand tall and look it directly in the eye. Yell at the bear and firmly tell it to leave. Get out of here, bear.
What? You're not telling me that's the advice.
Keep a can of pepper spray ready. in case the bear approaches too closely. Sometimes a bear feels that it's threatened and it will act aggressively to defend a perceived threat. Let's see. The closer you are to the bear when it becomes aware of you, the more likely it is to react defensively. It may pop up its jaws or swat the ground and may lunge at you.
Travis, are you writing all this down?
So I'm not the smartest guy in the world. But if you look up black bear, they're all black and or you get like a kind of a darker shade of brown. If you look up grizzly bear, they're all a light shade of brown. But maybe that's how you can tell. And also, movies are liars because in the movies, they always say, lay down and play dead. Jamie's telling me to stand up and yell at it.
Yeah.
And say, hey, I'm okay. Don't hurt me, grizzly and or black bear. I can't tell your shoulder hump.
It is telling you to roll over and play dead.
No.
Roll over on your stomach and cover your neck and the back of your head with your hands. Keep your legs and elbows wide so the bear can't flip you over. When the attack stops, remain still and wait for the bear to leave.
So once the bear is done mauling you, relax.
And hang out.
And
do not get up until you are absolutely certain the bear is no longer in the area, even if you have to wait a half hour.
576-7798. Let's go to Ashley on KMBZ. Ashley, where are bears?
Bears are all over the Ozarks, Mark Twain National Forest, all over the lake, Missouri.
What's our bear population like in Missouri?
I don't know exactly what it's like, but I've seen them when I've been like in a cabin or things like that. I've seen them outside of our cabins. When you're camping, you want to make sure and keep your food in your vehicle because then they'll go after the vehicle. You never, ever want to keep food in your tent, which is a big mistake people make. And I read hiking and backpacking magazines, and they say actually to put bells on your shoes because if you're on a trail, that way you won't startle the bear. He'll hear you coming, and usually they'll take off. But grizzlies are about twice the size of what black bears are.
Good Lord. Have you ever encountered one?
I've never encountered one like face-to-face walking on a trail. I have a moose before, which was one of the most frightening moments of my life. But we also have mountain lions all over Missouri.
What? Wait, go back. You encountered a moose?
Yes, we were in a place called the Boundary Waters in northern Minnesota. My brother and I were portaging a canoe. It was up on our shoulders, you know, we were walking it through and came around a corner and there was a great big moose. So we just both got down under the canoe until he was gone.
Oh, my Lord. It's like a scene in Jurassic Park. You just hide under the car till the giant thing is going to take you.
To everybody in the universe that is shocked that we didn't know there were bears in Missouri. Calm down.
Relax, text line.
And
city boy.
People are like, oh, for heaven's sakes, grizzlies are much larger than brown bears. Black bears are 500 pounds or less. Grizzlies are so much bigger. If I have never seen a bear, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what bigger. The bear is going to seem pretty dang big to me without seeing them next to each other. How am I going to know what the bigger bear is?
Dude, I got two Great Danes that live in my apartment building. Those things look like giraffes to me. I have no idea. Oh, it's just a 500-pound black bear. What in the world are you talking about?
I'm just amazed.
I have no idea. Mike, you're on KMBZ. Mike, you ever run into bears?
Yes. My wife and I were in Tennessee.
In Tennessee, okay.
We took this driving tour through the mountains, and they had cutouts where you could take a hike. And we took a hike, and as we coming back out, there's this black bear on all four, about 3.5 to 4 feet tall, on the same trail coming towards us. Wife's standing there taking pictures, and I told her, I said, hey, look, we're in his kitchen.
Yes, you are.
And that black bear turned his head around, looked behind him, looked back at us, and then disappeared into the woods.
So was he more scared of you, in your opinion, than you were of him?
He just didn't want to mess with nobody.
Yeah, I imagine. Hey, thanks for the phone call, Mike. Appreciate it. 576-7798. I love the bear stories. Keep them coming. Where have you run into bears? Where are they in and around Missouri?
All right, everyone relax. She's not going to take anyone's airtime. I read somewhere that their periods attract bears. The bears can smell the menstruation.
Well, that's just great. You hear that, Ed? Bears. Now you're putting the whole station in jeopardy.
What about bears? Bear sightings are apparently up, dead and alive, across Missouri. A 400-pound black bear was found dead in the Current River in southern Missouri. 2 days ago, one, maybe two bears wandered into a mobile home park south of St. Louis. And three times in recent weeks, bears were found dead on southwestern Missouri roadways. The bear population in the state is slowly increasing. But Missouri Department of Conservation bear expert Laura Conley said it's the time of year, not the rising number of bears, that's causing all the sightings. In late spring, early summer, adult males roam around in search of breeding partners. They do that all year down at Power and Light around 2 o'clock in the morning. All right, 576-7798. Where are you seeing bears in Missouri? What is your encounter with a bear like? Phil, you're on KMBZ. Thanks for hanging, buddy.
Yeah, I'll say, I haven't seen bears in Missouri, but some years ago I was up at Yellowstone National Park and looking over a scenic overlook, and down below in a river valley, a creek bed there, there was a grizzly and two cubs walking right along the river. Grizzlies are not in this part of the country. Their habitat is from Yellowstone, northwest, up through western Montana, Glacier National Park, up into Canada. You will not encounter a grizzly bear. And if you ever do, grizzlies are very dangerous. They will attack you. They're the most, and bears can run quick. They're fast movers on the ground.
Do you have any shot if you stare down a grizzly? Could I outrun a grizzly?
No, yeah. I wouldn't even try. They're very powerful bears. I mean, they're related to polar bears and Kodiak. They're all of the same genera there.
Are you dead if you run into a grizzly bear?
Well, the outcomes usually are not good, just put it that way. And the only way you're going to stop a grizzly is with a high-powered weapon of some sort. But if one of those things get on you, I mean, they always say roll up in a ball and cover your head.
Good luck.
Play dead.
Thanks for the info, Phil. So, Jamie, make sure you're carrying a high-powered weapon when you go up into Canada in case you run into a grizzly bear.
I just looked up how fast grizzly bears can run. 35 miles per hour.
So what do you do?
The fastest human on Earth can run 27 miles per hour, and that's Usain Bolt.
But grizzlies can climb, right? Can grizzlies climb a tree? So if you run into a grizzly, another reason just to stay inside and watch movies. Yeah. If you just run into a grizzly, you're done. You're done, right?
All right. Yeah.
Unless you're carrying a high-powered weapon with you. Josh on KMBZ, where have you seen bears, Josh?
So they got bears, not the grizzly bears, but black bears over the ocean. Like the Ozarks.
Yeah, how big are these things?
Well, I mean, kind of like anything else. It all depends on how much they eat and how long they stay alive. But kind of touching up on what Jamie was saying earlier and piggybacking off the last caller, the bear spray is a real thing. Like up in Montana, they sell that stuff like no tomorrow. And it's basically just high-powered pepper spray that you're supposed to use before you use a weapon to deter the bear from getting on you.
So you're supposed to spray the thing in the face and then do your best to get the heck out of there?
You're basically, supposed to spray it like with mace, like a cop would, you know, somebody else. But 9 times out of 10, it works, especially with black bears because they're very skittish. Like the whole stand tall and yell at them is supposed to make you seem like you're bigger than the bear. I wouldn't recommend it because if you fail, obviously it's not going to work out well for you. Grizzly bears are extremely aggressive, and if you ever come across one and you live to tell the tale, then you'd be a lucky guy.
Do you go bear hunting, Josh?
I have, yes. I've been bear hunting, been elk hunting and moose hunting. I got family that lives up in Montana, so I do all that stuff up there.
Okay, because I know some. Is it legal to hunt bear in Missouri at some point?
It's not that I'm aware of.
Okay, I gotcha. And thanks for the phone call, because I got friends up in Wisconsin or that would go up to Canada and would do bear hunting. So I didn't know if it was legal to hunt bear or bears in Missouri. Do they have this problem in Kansas, too? Do we have any bears in Kansas?
We haven't heard about it, but it's possible.
Let's go to Murdoch on KMBZ. Where you seen bears, Murdoch?
Oh, man, I see bears all the time in Kansas City. Of course, the kind of bears that I'm talking about are the...
I'm going to have to put you on hold. I know where this is going to go. Murdoch?
Bearded.
Yeah?
You know, they're the ones who, you know, it's a little bit more easy to ensnare. So, you know.
Thank you, Murdoch.
I don't know what he's talking about. Should I? Should I just not know?
Google the term bear and gay.
Oh, never mind. Okay. All right. I had to ask, didn't I?
That's where Murdoch was going with
I
that.
I had to ask.
Yeah, you had to go with that.
I didn't know.
You know?
No, I know.
I mean,
that's really classy.
A larger, hairier man who projects an image of rugged masculinity but is gay.
Yeah.
Is generally a bear.
No, I know.
My friend Mike, who lives up in the Northland, is a bear.
Mm-hmm.
Totally a bear. Thank you, Murdoch, for dragging the end of this segment into the toilet. We definitely appreciate that.
Did you know he was going to say that, Travis?
When I ask, have you seen a bear in Missouri, and they say yes, that's the wrong thing, is that you actually seen a bear, not that bear.
I blame you for this, Travis.
Okay.
Travis, you have to fill the next 90 seconds of the show.
I'm at it.
What do you want to talk about since you did that to us?
I'm scanning through worst U.S. cities to live in, by the way, for an upper.
We're going to hear from Josh Klingler from our sister station, 610 down the hall, with the big news about the World Cup.
Milwaukee.
Go
Springfield, Missouri at number 8. St. Louis is in this list.
What's the worst city?
Hold on. Memphis. St. Louis comes in at number 3, people.
Detroit.
Flint, Michigan, number 2. Detroit, number 1.
Detroit is number 1. Flint, number 2. St. Louis, number 3.
So
where's Kansas City on that list?
It doesn't show up in the bottom 3.
See? There we go.
Take that, St. Louis. Ha.
Suck it, Lou. Over on the other side.
That was a nice little thing to scan through. Cities that I was a little surprised at.
I haven't spent any time in. I've driven through Springfield once.
Yeah, I haven't either.
I haven't spent a lot of time there.
Never mind.
So I wouldn't have a clue. Josh Klingler coming up from our sister station, 610 Sports Radio. The big news is out that the 2026, 8 years from now, the World Cup will be a unified.